Blog Talk Radio.
This is your friend and your loved one, Nunu. That's right. You're in the right place at the right time. Something brought you here today, and you better believe you will understand why. Today is our full moon show. You know, we are a little late. We're on the very tail end of the full moon. Sorry about that. Kind of frustrating. We were supposed to do this on Wednesday, but that's okay. That's certainly all right. Now, what I'd like to make sure of is that everyone, when you're calling in, or just people who are sitting out there in listening land and chat land, you know, if you have a white candle, please get your candle going. This is something that is really important for a show like our show today. We're going to be doing some manifesting for people. So, you know, just know that today is going to be a special day for each of you that calls in, because we're going to have some really good energy going to the people out there. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Hold on just a moment. It's loading up for me. Okay, the chat room is kind of still, but that's okay. Now, we do have a caller that is in line. So, caller, you know, just bear with me just a moment. I want to kind of post this out there that there are on Facebook and also on Blog Talk Radio that we're actually going live. Okay. One of the things that I also want to talk to everyone about today is the Mercury retrograde. The Mercury retrograde is starting on the 15th of this month, and it will be going on until the 8th of August. This particular retrograde is starting and ending in Leo. Now, as a general rule of thumb, this particular retrograde, people should be cautious when they are making choices in financial things. Don't do anything majorly financial these days. Right now, remember, the retrograde winds up. It's kind of like Scooby-Doo legs. When you see them on Scooby-Doo, the way that their legs wind up and then they take off running. The retrograde is kind of like that. It just winds up and then it starts taking off, and it can careen into being a little bit out of control, like on Scooby-Doo. But at the very end, you've got the voice of reason putting things back together again. Remember, too, that coins are not always about money. Coins are also about the things that are very, very important to us, our values, our valuables. But it's important for everyone to get a reading during this time to see how the retrograde is acting in your personal life. We cannot just generalize. You want to see where Leo plays its role in your life, so call up, get a reading. We're doing some very nice free sample readings. I think that we are going to go on ahead and take this caller. Hold on just a moment. Caller 908. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is James, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, James from New Jersey. It's really nice to talk to you today.
Yeah, it's pretty hot outside the last, like, 2 weeks.
Well, I hope that you are staying nice and cool in New Jersey, James.
Well, today I am. I was wondering about love and, like, when will I meet the right lady?
Okay. I think we probably need to ask our guide something a little bit different. I think we want to see just what's going to be coming into your love life next, and see how we can create that into the relationship of your dreams. You know, the reason I'm saying that is because sometimes, you know, you meet people and it could be in 20 years, but you don't want to hear that.
No.
So, but it doesn't mean that the next one is not the right one. It just means that, you know, it's the person that is going to be perfect for you at this point in your life, James. James, if you would, real quickly, though, what is your birth date?
Oh, the whole thing or just May 1st?
May 1st is fine for me, okay?
I can give you my... May 1st, 1973.
Okay. All right. Remember, dear, just relax. Take some nice, good, deep breaths. And let's see what's going on for you in your love life. You know, one of the things that's actually really nice about this particular time of year is we are going through some huge transitions. We are going into a new, a new cycle. Your cycle actually is going to be about, in regards to love, is actually about timing and about speed. It actually does look like you're meeting somebody soon. The interesting thing is it looks like this person shows up around the month of September. The thing is, though, you meet her, and then she kind of vanishes for a moment. She vanishes for a little bit because it looks like she's actually trying to close some things up in her life, like tidy up another relationship. And then it looks like she comes back. And so when she does come back, it looks like this is, and I'm approximating, it looks like this is approximately 4 months later. It actually looks like it's six phases later, but it looks like it's about 4 months later. So like in the middle of January, I see this woman returning. And it looks like you are probably a little frustrated because when you meet her in the beginning, it looks like you try and she may blow you off just a little bit. So when she does come back around, you're feeling, you know, like, I don't know if I can believe this, but it actually does look like, you know, she wins your favor. And my timeline stops and it's telling you just to focus on the thing that you guys have most in common. When you're meeting her, and when you're meeting her, it kind of looks like you might be meeting her through business or through work. So we're going to watch and we're going to see, you know, what happens around September time. But it does look like when she transits back into your life, things are going pretty well, James.
Well, yeah, that's actually nice to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Thank you very much. Did you want to add anything, or that?
Well, that's basically it for right now.
Okay.
But you know what? It's really been a treat talking to you. And remember to add Psychic Nunu. Let me know how you're doing. Psychic Nunu on Facebook, or just follow the show so you can call back in and tell us about how things pan out. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have a great holiday.
You too. All right. Bye bye. All right, folks, let's put on a little song here, something to make you feel nice and relaxed. This is something by Bill, and if you would like to check out his YouTube, you can check out Psychic Nunu on YouTube. You can also check out DJ Nastro Naughty, and let's listen to a little bit of something. Hold on just a moment.
Welcome to the second installment of Transcending Videos. During this video, we'll be talking about forgiveness, and you will be taking part in a meditation on forgiveness. But first, some words from Psychic Noonan.
One of the most important factors in the mathematics of inner peace is forgiveness. One of the first steps to forgiving the ones who have betrayed us is to forgive ourselves. In relationships, there will be times that we hurt each other. And in breakups, all these things come to surface. Remember, forgiveness isn't telling that person what he's done is okay. It's saying, I can't have this happening to me every day. I must remove this from my life. Acknowledging responsibility of our own actions is the first step to truly releasing resentment.
I often speak to people who have been so devastated by betrayal that they are infuriated because their exes are living well. There are some things that we do that we think we're doing for the better or for the good, but actually keep us drowning in our problems. Legal issues force us to retain bitterness. Also, we are a society that's based in creation of content. Social networking systems allow us to retain bitterness by making cyber research just a finger tap away. Detach from the computer for a while after a breakup so you aren't being bombarded with information which can be potentially harmful. Distance yourself from mutual friendships. It's time to rediscover what you really enjoy doing and what you really enjoy eating. Many of us become so engrossed in our mates' lives, we forget about simple personal preferences. Return to you. You can ask for forgiveness of others, but in the end, the real forgiveness is in yourself.
Now, let's take a few moments for meditation and to relax. I'd like you to get yourself a yellow candle, as yellow helps us with mental exercise. If you don't have a yellow candle to hand, then you can use a white one. So light your candle. Just take a moment to concentrate on your breathing. I want you to clear your mind. Close your eyes. Just relax your thoughts and your mind as we begin this forgiveness meditation. With forgiveness, we must firstly forgive ourselves. We need to release the weights of unforgiveness that may be weighing us down. And as we cut those weights off, we can transcend and move on with our lives. I want you to forgive yourself for letting yourself being treated where you have been. forgive yourself for the things that are weighing you down. There is no need for you to hold on to them now. You may forgive yourself for the person you used to be and feel enlightened by the person you are now. As you go through the process of forgiving, breathe it out. Breathe it out into the universe and watch it dissipate. Watch it flow away. And breathe in that universal energy. And as we forgive ourselves in areas of our life, past and present, we feel ourselves transcending, feeling lighter. The air seems clearer. Don't let that which cannot be changed weigh you down anymore. Once we start to forgive ourselves, and we can start to forgive others for their actions. But for now, just concentrate on forgiving you. This may take some time to truly forgive yourself. Days. It may take a bit longer than that, but once you can truly forgive yourself, you will feel better. So sever those ties to the past that are no longer needed. Things that weigh on your mind. Now is the time for you to move on. If we do not take control of our lives, then someone else will. Maybe this has happened in the past. This is what we need to forgive. But learn at the same time.
Hello, everyone. This is Nunu. I hope that that was something that made you all feel nice and relaxed. Remember, we've got our white candles going today. This is something that's going to be very important. You know, if there's anyone who needs anything, if there's anyone who needs support, any sort of help, we as a group will be manifesting for these people or that person today. It's something that, you know, sometimes we can't do it on our own. Also, this is our full moon show, so this is the very tail end of the full moon, and this is a really, really powerful time for us to be pulling things forward for ourselves, anything that we're trying to acquire. It's all right. We can make it happen together. The next person in line is someone who's on Skype, and this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Erin in Florida.
Hi, Erin.
Hey. I'm having a bit of a block right now. I'm trying to move forward with some things, and I just feel blocked. So if you could send me some thoughts. I would really appreciate that I can, if you could give me some thoughts to move forward with a couple of projects this week. I'd really appreciate it. And if you have just a general message from Spirit, I'd really appreciate that.
Okay, that's no problem at all. No problem at all. Erin.
Yes.
Did you hear me talking to the caller James a little while ago about the Mercury retrograde that's happening, and also the fact that we're going through a new life cycle change?
I didn't. I'll have to go back and listen in archive.
Okay.
I just tuned in.
No, it's actually okay, because I mean, you know, this is for you too. Okay, so what I actually want to see for you. Just so people can understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about having a good astrological reading, is to look to see where Leo, because this retrograde is transiting in and out of Leo, the entire retrograde cycle. I'd actually like to see what this means to you personally, okay? So if you would, dear, could I have your birthday?
Yeah, it's 8/16/62 at 1:15 a.m., so I am a Leo.
Okay, so
with an Aquarian moon.
Okay, and you said it's 8/8.
8/16.
8/16, and what year was that again, dear?
62. So I think I've got an Aquarian moon and Taurus rising. I think something like that.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Were you born in Florida?
No, I was born in California.
Okay.
1:15 a.m. in California.
All right. So what we're doing here is we're looking to see where Leo, other than, you know, obviously your sun sign, plays a role in your houses, so that you'll understand the certain things that are coming to challenge you over this new retrograde. Your Mercury's in Virgo, girl. And that's why you are ripping things to shreds and tearing things up and putting them back together again. You know what I mean? So, you know, you have a great, very, very, very great mind. Okay, let me get down here to your houses. Your first house, second, third, fourth. Now, Leo is in your fourth house, and your Mercury is also in this house as well. So, and this is your house of emotions. This is about matters of comfort and security. So remember, this particular retrograde, people are being told to really chill out when it comes to matters of finance, you know, just to take it easy. And this also has to do with your comfort and security. So for the next few weeks, try to take things a little easy, just because you don't, you know, just because it's just a time where people are not processing things like they regularly do. And hold on, let me see. And that's where Leo plays a role in your houses, other than in your sun. Okay. Now you said you had some projects that you were trying to get underway. I'm going to look at your. Okay. Go on. I'm sorry. Go on.
Yeah, I've just got two projects. I've got three actually, but the two I need to get. I have started already. I just need to get them finalized the next week. Actually, this next week I need to get them both finalized.
Okay, all right. Let's see what's going on. Now, just so you'll know, the cycle that you're actually coming into is actually a double cycle. It actually has to do with temperance. And it also it's also the moon. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of like a cheat sheet on some things. The moon in my spreads also can represent a period of time. And it doesn't really represent like a month like you may be thinking. It actually represents, the way it's sitting, it represents like a three-month period. So from what I'm seeing is every 3 months or so, you're going to have new things approaching you. It's like you're literally going to be handling things in chunks of time, and it's going to be approximately 3 months. And remember, temperance is not only about balance and your character and just how well you handle things, but also how well, if you are an alchemist when it comes to people, how well you blend with others. Okay, so these are the things that you're going to be confronting, and it makes a lot of sense. For someone like you who's trying to, you know, pull in people and also complete projects as well, you need to make sure that you're blending in well with others. And so just remember, it does look like for example, this project, the projects that you're trying to complete, or you're trying to make sure you've got things underway, did you start those around April?
I tried to start them in May, actually, and they got stalled. Yeah.
Okay. So, but just remember, you're going to be doing this, but just give yourself, you know, some realistic time frames, approximately 90 days, and you're going to be doing it. You're going to do it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's been so nice talking to you, and just remember to try to blend, and just focus on things within 3 month periods. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. It. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. All right. The next caller we have is area code 786. 786, this is Nunu.
Yes. Oops, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, how are you?
I'm very good, my dear, and I hope that when we're done talking, you'll be wonderful as well.
Yes.
Could I have your name?
Yes, it's Geralda.
Geralda? Okay.
Yes.
And Geralda, could I have your birth date?
Yes, it's July 22nd, 1985.
Okay. Well, sweetheart, why don't you share your question with me?
Well, my question is a relationship question. I was single for a while, and I met someone about a little over a month ago. His name is mm-hmm. John. Things started off great. And lately, I just feel like, I don't know what's going on. Like, his energy, I know he invents in me. He likes me a lot. But I keep getting scared because he got out of a 7-year relationship. And was cheated mm-hmm. on, but I was wondering what she saw happening and what's going on with the energy with he and I, what's going to happen with it.
Okay, all right. Let me just kind of see what's going on with you guys now. I really am feeling, Geralda, that you're at a place with John right now where we need to get some stuff under control. So, you know, because we don't want to say the wrong things and do the wrong things and just end up throwing something that's really awesome out the window. You know, I actually am seeing that this guy likes you a lot. So,
yeah,
I mean, I really, really feel like he does. So let me see what's happening here. He's at a place of pause. Now I'm going to ask you some pointed questions for a reason.
Okay.
And it's just because he looks like he's at a place of leaving, or he's recently left somewhere. So is he recently moved, or is he in the process of moving or changing jobs right now?
He's trying to. And he's applied for different ones recently, and he's really trying to, because his job was something. He was working 7 days a week. I barely saw him, but lately he was making time for me. He still is.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
But.
Okay. So what we're sitting on is, I mean, you know, he's right now as an emperor, which is an awesome character to have here in your spread, because it does represent somebody who is very serious about himself. Therefore, is going to be very serious about you. He is a little upside down, and that just basically means his life is changing, his world is changing. As far as timing is concerned, I kind of feel like over the next week or two, he's actually going to be making those changes. And if I can push you forward a little bit around October time, I'm not telling you that he's going to be acting like this for the next month, but it does look like around October time, this is where, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, I like this and you like this and I want this and you want this. It's just a lot of back and forth that is very, very productive for the relationship. And this is also where it looks like his finances are going to be doing a whole lot better as well. So what I need you
That's
to do
great.
Is this, though. I need you to do this. There is always a point in every relationship where someone starts to back off a little bit. And what you want to make sure of is during that time, you're not becoming afraid and insecure because of what's happened in the past, and you're not pushing so hard forward that you end up like George Costanza has done, and he's basically left for a whole day of messages on somebody's phone that he went out with one time, and he's gone completely psychotic on the phone. You know what I mean?
Definitely not. Yeah.
So and it basically met the person and broke up in one thing. So, but yeah, so just make sure that during that time, you know, when he's doing the pull away, go on ahead and let him do that, because when he comes forward, and it really does look like he will, it actually looks like, let me see. It actually looks like he's going to be coming forward again, probably just over. over the next few days, and then it looks like he's a little quiet again, and he's coming forward. You know, it's a little bit of push me, pull you stuff. And I can actually see here where, where you've got a little twist here in the story that if you push the tower over, which is basically if you bring the change on, which is what we all do sometimes when something's not going right, when we're just kind of like, look, do you like me or not? You know, if you do something like that, that's where things could go. Wah, 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 you know.
So just,
just because it does look like on the other side of the tower, if you just let the tower fall by itself, he's sharing, he's open, he's talking, he's doing it, doing it, doing it. So, I mean, this only looks like this is a little bit of a phase. And remember, too, he's making a huge financial change in a horrible time, but he doesn't necessarily know that. We do what we do. You know, we do
another
what we do.
Another thing that I think might be holding back is the ex that he was with for 7 years, and she cheated on him. Do you think that's an issue?
I think that's always some sort of an issue because, you know, we carry those things around on us, no matter how hard we you know, we try, sometimes it can creep back in, just like, you know, a really bad sandwich, you know. You know what I mean? It can creep back up on you and just like, ugh, you know. But I don't think, honestly, because his maturity here, his relationship maturity, all this stuff is such a positive thing here. I don't think he's going to be carrying it out on you. I think that he may find himself being a little bit quiet from time to time, but I don't think he's going to be thinking that you're doing these things. So it's going to be, I definitely do feel like this is something that has some legs to it, Geralda. I really do. You there? Hello? I think we may have lost our caller. Yeah, I think we lost our caller. Okay, I am going to pick up. There's two. We've got Massachusetts 617 on here twice. I'm going to pick up the latest call to see if you're there. Are you there? No.
Hello?
Hi. Is this V Diggs?
Yeah, it's me.
Hi. this is Nunu. It's really nice to meet you.
Nice as well.
Thank you so much. Why don't you share your question with me?
If you could just look at my love life.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a moment.
All right.
Remember, just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Take some nice, good, deep breaths, and let's see what's going on with you in your love life.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Okay, let me go back here and see what's happening. Self-focus. Who is... Based upon what you do, you've got success. Okay, all right. Now, the thing is, I'm sorry, I was calling you V-Dig. What is your name, or what do you go by?
Veronica.
Veronica? Okay. Veronica... we've got a little bit of a story, a backstory here. It actually looks like there is a person in your life. It actually looks like you're at a place right now that your guides are saying, based upon what you do, they're saying, based upon what you do, there can be success, but you have got to switch tradition upside down, which means you've got to do some things differently. And it says that in order for you to have your happy home and the balance and the justice that you're looking for, you've got to go on ahead and just acknowledge that there's a whole lot of heavy stuff in this person's life that you just can't carry, and you've just got to go on ahead and just, you know, just try to celebrate what you can. So this person is the character that's representing this person is actually the upside down Knight of Swords, and I even have some distance. Is this person actually away, or is this person, quote, away, unquote?
They live in a, well, they live in the same state as me, but they live a few hours away.
Okay, okay. So basically what you're being told is just to try to celebrate with each other, and this is the mm-hmm. stuff that's actually going to hold this relationship together.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Veronica, it's been nice talking to you. Okay,
thank
dear.
You.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to try 617 again.
Hello.
Hi, this is Nunu.
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
I'm wonderful, dear. I'm very wonderful. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good on this beautiful Friday.
Good, good. Could you share your name and birth date?
Yes, it's Annette, and my birthday is April 2nd, 1964.
We spoke last week.
Yes, we did.
Well, it's so nice to speak to you again, Miss Annette.
You too. You too.
Thank you
beautiful
so much.
Energy you have.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, why don't you share your question with us today?
Well, a lot has transpired since the last time we spoke, and I knew that you would truly give me some insight because I trust what you say.
Thank
and
you.
I like what you say. It's truly real. I have made a decision to start concentrating on me and
mm-hmm.
making moves to change my life.
Okay.
And one of them is actually moving to another state. I'm not going to jump head first into it. I want to slowly, because I know how I am. I'm the type of person where I would just jump and not really look at where I'm jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to do this because I feel that in another state, I just believe that my life will blossom.
Right.
And it's time for me to even, to step into the gifts that God has given me. And where I'm at, I feel like I can't do that. And it's time for
right.
me to move, because right now all the doors are closed. I couldn't kick down the door if I wanted to.
Mhm. Mhm.
And I just feel that it's just time for me
right.
to move on, and I feel that that's what Spirit wants me to do as well.
Okay.
And I think Chicago might be one of the places.
Okay. Let's kind of look at Chicago.
Okay.
Remember, just relax and let me just kind of see what's going on with you. Especially, I want to kind of. You know, are you there, Annette? Annette, can you hear me? Okay, I think we may have lost Annette, but Annette, please call back. That was weird. Yeah, we had some crazy, crazy, crazy hot stuff going on there. Everybody, the number to call in is 347-215-8421. Hold on just a moment. Annette.
Hello?
Okay, you're here. You're here.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
Yes, it was.
I almost felt like I was about to release the, you know, the biggest secret ever, and they're like, psych.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, everybody, remember, it's the Mercury retrograde is winding up, so it starts next week. And that just happens. It just happens. It happens. We always have weird things go on, but remember, sometimes that just happens. Now, let's talk about something. If you decide that you want to just, you know, go on ahead and just take your sword and just hack, and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this change. You're being told that you should focus on the part of you that is the healer and the teacher, the part of you that takes care of people, okay? So that's what you're going to have to do to move forward. Now, it looks like around October time, Now, I'm going to stop for just a moment because when you have been thinking about making the move, is October time the time when you were thinking about doing it? Or you were just putting it out there to whenever,
I was just putting out there, and I honestly didn't know when I was going to make this move, and I didn't want to feel overwhelmed or rushed.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, one of the things that I want you to remember is, you know, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New England, period, you know, things are coming back. Things are coming back, but these are very, very, very depressed states. And and some people don't realize that. You know, California is one of them. You know, a lot of people don't realize that because they're paying attention to what's going on in their own backyard. You know, there's a lot of places that are having issues. But, I mean, there was a point when I was living in New England where you could not get a job at McDonald's.
That was
just 3 years ago. It wasn't like it was 50 years ago. You couldn't even get a job at McDonald's. You know, it was just literally a few years ago, you know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, if you know, feeling as if you're being held back, that, I mean, you just have to go where you got to go. You got to do it.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
I mean, Chicago feels good. You know, we have, you know, you got to understand, too, that wherever you go, you're going to have things. Just your life is going to gravitate towards you. You know, there's even relationship potential here. There's all kinds of things in Chicago. So I really do think it's time for you to make that change. And it's all right. It's all right. You just got to do what you got to do. And I know one of the hardest things to do is hang up the phone with me and then turn around and look at all the stuff you got to pack. But, you know, just, you know, the you know, just
all
just
that I'm taking
about
with
it.
Me, Nunu, is my clothes.
Okay. I was about to say,
if,
you know,
I'm not attached to anything else. And I learned about being able to release things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had cars, I've had money, I've had material things, and all those things I've had to give up within my life. And the only thing I'm taking with is my clothes because I'm going to need them for my job.
Okay, right.
That's it. There is nothing else. I could sleep on an air mattress.
All right, there you go.
I've been there. I've done that. I've been at the bottom. I survived. I'm taking nothing on this journey. Everything is going to be new for me.
Okay.
Everything.
All right. Well, you've got me whenever you need to talk to me. You've got me every week for a few minutes. And, you know, one of the things I'm listening to your voice and you sound like this woman that when I was a little girl, I would go to this church and you sound like this woman who was the first female minister at that church.
Oh, my God.
Your voice sounds just like her. And I saw her back in like March at the gym. And I hadn't seen this woman in years, you know. I hadn't seen her in a very since I was a little girl. And she saw me and she said, "I know that beautiful hair anywhere." And she just started talking to me and I was like, "Hi." And you know, it's nice because there's certain things that stick to people. And so her voice was one of the things that stuck to me. And you sound just like her. So I think that's a good sign. And I think you're gonna. I really do think that this is something that you should do. I really do.
Well, the reason, even with Chicago, because I've heard someone else, two people tell me Chicago. I went for a walk yesterday, and here I am in Massachusetts. The man that was jogging towards me, I'm expecting to see a Red Sox T-shirt.
Right,
the man
like
that was jogging towards me had Chicago on his T-shirt, and he smiled and waved at me.
Right.
And I'm like, do I need to get hit in the head with a brick? Because there's so many synchronicities about Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So put it out there. Put your energy out there. That's what we're going to do for Annette today. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
We got our candle going. I want everybody to
just
look at your candles and take some nice, good, deep breaths and focus on Annette having... really receiving over the next 60 days, over the next 70 days, over the next 90 days,
amen.
Which she's looking for so that her life can move forward.
Yes.
You know, we're manifesting money. Annette
amen.
on next Thursday, I want you to get yourself a nice little $20 bill, lay it out on the table, and just ask for this to be multiplied by 20 within the next month, and then ask for it to be, and then ask for it to be multiplied by 20 in the next month, and then ask for that to be multiplied by 20, and keep doing this. Just keep doing that, or you just keep asking on Thursdays for your money that you lay out to be multiplied, and you can start seeing your money grow. And it's going to be all right. It's just. I mean, remember, I believe in quantum physics. I believe in our guides. I believe in every single thing that we're talking about right now. And if you believe in it, you can see the sense that it makes. And just get your chi going in the right direction. And, you know, just get it flowing. And we're going to get it flowing to Chicago. Okay?
Yes. Oh.
All right.
God bless you. God bless you. Many blessings to you, Nunu.
Thank you so
many
much, Annette. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Blessings
all right,
to you.
Thank
all right,
you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, we want to give really, really good tight readings tonight, so I'm going to take another little break, just like a three-minute break. We're going to listen to another song, a nice song done by Bill, and just bear with me just a moment. Remember, this is all for you, all for you. We got area code 937 coming up next, but in the meantime...
The morning light. Thank you.
Hi, it's Nunu, and we're back. We were having some studio difficulties, and it was not pretty. It could have gone on forever if I hadn't taken myself off mute. Okay. The next caller in line is 937. I'm sorry about the hold, the wait, and the confusion. This is Nunu. Could I have your name and your birth date, please?
My name is Sandy, and my birthday is April 8th, 1957.
Okay. Well, Sandy, it really is a pleasure, really is a treat to be able to speak with you tonight. Why don't you just, well, this afternoon.
Yes.
But why don't you just sit back and share your question with me?
I want to know what you see for love coming up.
Love, love, love. Okay. All right. Well, if you would, remember, just relax and breathe, and let's see what we see coming up in your life. Hold on just a moment. Okay, all right. Interesting. Okay. I want to toss some stuff out to you because I do see a man here, but one of my issues is that he's acting in a way that doesn't make sense to you. He's acting in a way that's kind of confusing, you say? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, this is one of those things that I'm going to tell you, as a Virgo, I have to dissect things. I have to flip things up in a different direction to see how we can make things come out the way they're supposed to, okay? But what you're actually being told is that at this moment, you have a lot of bittersweet memories playing around, you know, in this story, you know, the way things used to be, the way things were. And it says that your truth is already here. You have just got to keep cool because he is kind of being, it seems like he's kind of responding to you. And the thing that's about to make this a very messy statement is that I feel like I'm dealing with the chicken and the egg.
Okay.
You are, let's say that you're responding to him because of what he does, but he says he's responding to you because of what you do. And what you're basically being told to do is to just try to balance out your goods. Just recognize what's negative here, and everything is actually just going to be okay. Now, one of my other issues I have here is it does look like you have got a lot of, and everybody does, so this is a no-brainer. Everybody has a lot of issues. We have issues with family. We have issues with jobs. We just have stacks of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically telling you that these issues are not forever, but your relationship really does look like it will be.
Wow.
So, I know, it does look like this is a relationship that's going to work. You just have got to remember that he's responding to some things that he thinks you're doing while you're responding to him. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay.
It's like
and
responding, but yet it's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the confusion. It's like, okay, does he, doesn't he? What do I do? Just sit back and wait? What? You know?
Well, I want you to remember, you know, there's times that I know that the person in my life gets frustrated with me or has gotten frustrated with me because I have made him feel like it was time for us to live our lives in one day. You know, what does this mean to you? What is this? What is this? What is this? You know, it's just this on and on and on constant barrage of questions and just, you know, it's assumptions and all these things. If you were going to be sitting down to a bowl of ice cream, would you slam your face in it, or would you take a bite?
Take a bite, little at a time.
So, what I'm seeing here with this guy is that he feels as if you guys have all the time in the world, and he's not in a hurry.
Okay.
You see?
Yes. Yeah, that does make sense. That's him. That's him all the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, seriously, let me give you something concrete to check on with me about at another point.
Okay.
Here around July, August, September, October, 1, 2, 3, 4, around the third, fourth weeks of October, it says that you guys are going to have a meeting of minds.
Okay.
So we're going to see what happens at that point, okay? And
okay.
On the other side of that, you know, we'll check on this again, okay?
Sounds fantastic.
All right, dear.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. Let's see what we've got going on here. We have got, excuse me, area code 786. Area code 786.
Yes,
can
hi.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear it. It was me. I was speaking to you earlier, and I got disconnected, and I didn't hear what
okay.
you were telling me.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Just
No.
No, not that. What's your name again, sweetie?
Yeah, well, sure. We can start all over because I need to put it, place it all in my mind again. My name is Geralda.
Geralda.
My birthday, my birthday is July 22nd, 1985.
And we're talking about you and John.
Yeah.
Okay. Me. All right. All right. Okay. Now, I remember. Where did we leave off, Geralda?
I think you were. I think I was asking you about the ex that he was with for about 7-8 years, and she cheated
yes.
on him for 2 of those years, and
yes,
and
yes,
they've been broken up for almost 3 years now, or a little over. But I know they still have communication. That drives me crazy.
Right. Hold on just a moment. Let me see what's going on with that. John and his ex. Hold on just a moment.
You need her name too?
Sure. What's her name?
Sabrina.
Sabrina. Okay.
But she's seeing someone else, so.
Whatever. Okay, let's see. Okay, this is interesting. Let me see. So it just looks like that she peeks in periodically. Now I don't ever want to make it look like just because, you know, we're talking about a woman, you know, she's got to be crazy, okay? Because everybody makes us seem like we're crazy and we don't need to be doing
yeah.
that to each other.
But
yeah, it does look like she's the one that is, she's the one that does the peeking in. Is that true?
It would seem so from what I
yeah.
said. She was saying that she still wants to get back together because
well,
he doesn't want to.
Yeah, see, the thing is, it says that his the things that are important to him have totally changed. He doesn't want the same things that she wants. It also looks like she can, I'm going to just put it out there, I hate to, but she can talk in ways that are probably not very productive, you know, just bad conversations. You know, she also tries to bend over backwards for him. So, yeah.
You said she talks in ways that are, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, she can, it looks like she can ask him, so what's going on with you and how are you and blah, 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 blah. And she may say some suggestive things to him periodically, flirtatious,
oh, yeah.
that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
And but it's being defined as foolishness and folly, and it says that he's already told her that he doesn't want to be accountable for her feelings. I'm talking very, very fancy because I don't think he really has said those words. I think he's just basically
yeah.
told her that he doesn't like her like that. He don't want that, you know. So,
yeah.
But, you know, the thing that it is kind of frustrating, Geralda, and I'm not trying to make, you know, you put a big gigantic B on your chest and a cape on your back with him in this situation. But, you know, I really do think it's important for men to be make us feel safe. You know, there's an old, there's an old Native American quote, and I'm paraphrasing it, that basically says that as women, we're supposed to be guides for the souls of our men so that they can be connected to the source of all things. And men are supposed, their main priority is to make sure that it's safe for us, you know, to walk on this earth. So it's really important in our relationships for the man that you're with to make you feel safe 100% of the time. That means he's not fostering a relationship with his ex. He's not, you know, putting other people's needs before you just because he may have known them since he was 5 years old. You know, he's trying to hold you up and put you in, you know, next to him, so he's going to care for you just as much, if not more, than he cares for himself. And this is not daydreamy. This is not idealistic, you know, silly talk. This is actually the way that it's supposed to be so that we can be building empires and be functioning people. So when you're talking to him, you know, I don't want you to feel like I'm telling you to nag, but just simply tell him, look, I don't feel safe with this friendship. And I realize that you used to be married to her, but you're not her husband anymore. And
they're engaged, they're married, but
You know what I mean. You're not. Yeah. Well, you know what? I actually use that word on purpose because I believe that when we decide to do this, that is our wedding day. So you're seeing exactly the kind of husband that he would be right now if you guys got married today. So it's important for him to know that. And also it's important for him to know the right things. And remember, I'm telling you these things not because I'm judgmental. I'm telling you these things because I want you to have the life that you want to live without compromise, but not without sharing, but still something that makes sense. So you're not sitting around feeling like there's something wrong with you all the time and you're questioning things. You know what I mean?
Can you see that for he and I? Because you were telling me earlier before we got disconnected that you know, like I said lately, like this past week or so, I'm feeling like pulling back a little bit, you know. So we've only been dating a little over a month, but I know his intentions, he almost slipped into I love you thing, and I can tell that he cares for me. I can feel it. You know, I feel it. But I think he's been hurt, so I know he's kind of like being, it's weird. So do you see us getting to that point?
I'm going to tell you, remember we were talking earlier. You're coming to this bridge here where you can either cross the bridge or go backwards, and it's basically with, and I gotta reel in a lot of the things I just told you, because these are conversations or words for conversations that A, we really shouldn't have to have, and B, we don't want to throw out there before he starts it. You know what I mean? So remember, you're coming to that bridge where if you say or do the wrong thing, he could just jump, you know, but if you let it roll in, it should be okay. So, I mean, I really actually do believe that you guys can reach that point. But we need to get past this hump, this push away hump that he's in, and let him push away and whatever. But when he comes back and then you guys really start going for it, you know, this is the point here where when you have very gentle conversations, because with men, I don't care how much men talk, when it comes to stuff like this, they've got pretty much two words and ten words and 2 minutes. I can't even talk. 10 words and 2 minutes, and they're just kind of like, what am I supposed to eat for dinner tonight?
You're right.
You know,
I was thinking, yeah, you're right. He said last night, he's like, I think I was sitting, he was in love with me, and he said, but he told me like it scared the living daylights out of him, because you know, shoot it on for 3 years. So what, did he mean that, or he's not playing games with me, right?
I believe him. I really do believe him. I definitely do believe him. And we just want to make sure that this is not something that is going so high and so fast that it just burns out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let him do his pull away, and then when he comes forward, he'll be coming forward in the right way.
So give him a few days, I guess. I'm not going to contact him until, because I sent him a text message that I think this is a good thing, but we can take it slow, but let's not go backwards and let's see where it goes and let's give it a fair chance. Basically, I told him this, and I just told him, you know, I'll talk to him later, and I haven't heard from him today, so I've given him some time.
Well, let's just kind of see when you'll hear from him again, And but like I said, you know, we're gonna take little tiny steps with this guy because he did push forward kind of fast.
Yeah, he did. Like, yeah, you're right. Super fast. Yeah. And for some reason, when I reciprocated it, he pulled back, and I told him it's almost like he feels he's not deserving of it. It's crazy. Not
hold
deserving
on,
of the same thing he's giving.
Delay. Okay, so hold on. So today, tomorrow, does he ever text you?
Oh, yeah, often.
Okay, did he already text you today?
No, he hasn't texted me today, but I wouldn't put it past him to text me tonight when he gets off.
Yeah, because I've got, because it looks like there'll be a text today, and tomorrow it kind of... It could be a text or call tomorrow. The next day looks like a text, too. So, I mean, it does look like you're going to be hearing from him. You know, it doesn't look like he's just completely vanishing. Hold on. Let me see when you're going to see him. Oh. Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. I really do believe you'll see him this month, okay? So don't worry about that. I'm not.
Oh yeah,
seeking...
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you'll see.
My birthday's
this month. Hold on, let me see something. Perfect. Okay. All right. So based upon what you do, and then, well, there he is. Okay. So basically, this is today is Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Okay, so it looks like you may not see him. Okay, I'm going to back up. Do you ever see him during the week?
Yes, like usually he lives like 20 minutes away. I've been doing the one driving to see him. We get talks late, so.
Did you by chance see him? Did you see him maybe 4 days ago or 5 days ago?
I did. I actually even saw him yesterday.
You did?
Night.
You saw him yesterday.
Awkward. He was just really quiet, yeah. And he kept saying, it's not you, you know.
Okay,
stuff.
Okay. So you saw him yesterday, but before that, before yesterday, did you see him 4 days ago?
Yes, I did. About 4 days ago, I saw
him. Okay, so my timing looks right. So it may be not this next week, but the next week. And the thing is, you're seeing him several days.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're seeing him a couple of days. So it's going to be all right. I really do believe he's, you know, he's got a lot of things that he's handling. And I'm not trying to create excuses for him at all. It just, you know, we're not 19 and 18 years old anymore. We got stuff going on, you know, and so it's just not as easy as it used to be to just hang out.
So,
you know what I mean?
So we'll be okay, he and I?
Yeah, I believe so. Remember, get past this funky hump without freaking out.
Okay. And then something, because it bothers me, because we met online, and for some reason, I'm off, but he's still on there, and he mentioned, and he's like, I noticed you're off. He's like, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't notice you're on, but he's like, I'm just not ready quite yet, you know. He's like, but, and I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not going to force you, whenever you're ready. So I don't know. Should I worry about that?
Well, you know what? Remember, when I was talking to a couple of the first people that were calling in about the retrograde that we're about to go through, it is going to be challenging. It is going to be challenging your security of home, so to speak. So right now, remember, just because a retrograde is happening doesn't mean things are just all of a sudden coming. These are things that we're winding up. It's just that now they're more pronounced. You know, now they're things that we can't process them or digest them the way that we used to. So I think he'll get off of there. He'll get off of there. He will.
So just give him a few days. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to push. I'm not going to contact him. And later I felt like I was too available. I think I might even pull back a little myself in that sense.
Yeah. And remember, I believe in quantum physics. I cannot say that enough to people. I mean, I recently was having these crazy epiphanies about it, you know, just about what it means when you genuinely pull energy away from someone and then they start looking for you. It's because if you imagine that you've got a stream that flows to the south and that person is used to seeing or feeling that energy flowing that direction, and then one day it stops and it's going in another direction, they can tell. So, you know, go on ahead and do the things you need to do. Reel it in a little bit so that he realizes that he's got to work for this. He can't just say nice things and say I love yous and then expect it to be all good and him still stay online. I wish he was on the other line because, you know, I'd talk to him like he was my brother. I really would.
Thank you.
It's really ridiculous, you know. But anyway, we're going to stay positive, though. I'm going to take some other callers, and I'm putting out some good full moon energy for you tonight, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I love you very much. Yes, I will be. Yes, we will.
I'd love to update you. Thank you so much.
All right, Geralda. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hello, friends. Okay. I want to take just 1 minute, and then I'm going to be going to area code 870. Just a moment to just take a nice little breather so I can be top game for you guys. There it is. Hi, this is Nunu, and I'm talking to a caller 870. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, dear. I can hear you. Okay.
All right, great.
Could I have your name and your birth date?
My name's Amy, and my birth date is 7/22/1980.
All right. Well, Amy, why don't you just share your question with me?
Well, I just don't want to say my marriage. I just feel like my life is in a crossroad right
mm-hmm.
now, and
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering maybe where my marriage would be going. We've been together going on 10 years now, and I just feel like all of my life is just at a crossroads right now, but
right.
that's the main part that I'm worried about.
Okay. Well, I want to look at a couple of different things with you. I want to look to see what life cycle you're in. I also just want to look at some things that are more concrete for you, you know, just more earthly based, so we can see just what's happening. Hold on just a moment, Amy.
Okay.
All right. Okay, dear, let's see what's happening. Oh, okay, all right, that's what's up. Okay, you got, all right, I'm going to give you a quick lowdown of what I'm even talking about so that you'll understand what I'm about to tell you, okay?
I know, I'm probably like a psychic nightmare right now. I'm so
I take the challenge. I accept it. Okay. All right. Basically, a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people every day, and I talk to a lot of the same people every day for years. And one of the things that people hear me, you know, just kind of babbling about is life cycles. And for the most part, life cycles basically, you know, because everything, everybody might be a little bit different, but they basically transit between July of one year and July of the next. And your life cycle is actually, it's the first card of the deck, and it's basically called the Fool. It's not calling you a fool. It's just saying that you've got some new beginnings. You have some new starts. But the thing is, your Fool card is upside down, which can represent false starts. It can represent, you know, just doing some, starting something before you really, really should, because you may be so afraid of the change that you're trying to create the change yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So basically, you've got, in spite of what's going on with you and how you feel, you definitely look like you've got a couple of positive months coming at you. Right now, you're just basically focused on your home and the happiness in it. You got some career success and some other positive things that are happening. But it does look like you're having some financial issues. And it also looks like you, are you actually contemplating leaving your job or your home?
No, I wouldn't say that. I am contemplating on trying to make some major lifestyle changes. That's probably what it might be picking on up on, is because I am trying to change, and I suffer from a major panic disorder. It disrupts your whole life, and I do have an appointment to see a woman to try to do some hypnosis and some regression. I'm trying to close that door, maybe open another one.
Okay. Let me talk to you about something. Okay. I know you love Paula Deen, because I love Paula Deen.
Yes.
And, you know, I just love her. I love the fact that she cooks with butter and mayonnaise, no matter what she's making, and bacon. You know what I mean? But realistically, one of the things I really do enjoy about her is when I was watching her show on, well, actually not her show, but she did an interview with Oprah, and she was talking about basically where for about 20 or so years she was just waiting to die. You know, she lost her daddy, and she just wanted it to be over with. And then one day she understood that quote about, you know, grant me the serenity to know what I can change. And, you know, just that quote there, I'm actually about to start paraphrasing and just completely losing it, just because I'm really understanding where you are right now. Sometimes we have panic because, I mean, there's dozens of reasons, thousands of reasons even, for us to have panic disorders. But basically, you're at a place in life when you realize that there's certain things that you can't control. And so the fear of, you know, are you going to make it to tomorrow, or is somebody going to find my body and the dog is eating it? That sets you off. You know what I mean?
It can be anything like that.
It's anything.
Just sitting there,
all of a sudden it's just starting to happen. So the thing is, I want you to remember, and I said this to somebody earlier, I'm giving you a bowl of ice cream right now, and you're not going to be able to just shove your face into it. You have to take small bites. So before you go to the doctor, before you go to the hypnotist, I want you to just imagine that you've got a huge banquet hall full of things that you can be eating, and you got your spoon, and you can take bites. You don't have to eat it all. It's always going to be there. You can take small bites, because if you start losing it, you know, you're just basically tossing the table up in the air and everything falling all over the place and glass is breaking. And you know that when you break glass, you can be walking on that glass for years to come if you don't clean it up right. And this is the kind of thing that I really see happening with you. And when you try to pull this stuff forward, it's bringing the drama and it's bringing the trauma, as opposed to it bringing the things, you being able to savor and enjoy things. So, but just remember, as far as the next couple of months are going, things actually look like they're going pretty well. It's just the way that you're reacting to the unknown that seems to be what's setting you off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could be sleeping in the middle of the night and wake up and be in a full-fledged panic attack. I mean, but I've been medically checked out because when it first started happening, I went straight to the doctor. Something's wrong.
Right.
And I have been fully checked out from seizures to heart failure and everything in between.
Amy, I've got to be real careful about what I tell you right now because you need to go to the doctor and to make sure everything's okay. And I actually, do you have Facebook?
Yes.
Please add me, it's Psychic Nunu, to your Facebook page because I actually think that there might be some other stuff happening here with you too, but we just need to make sure how you're doing medically before I irresponsibly start talking to you about what I really think could be happening with you because I actually think that you may be trying to have some out-of-body experiences at night, but the thing is, we just need to make sure that it's not just the fact that you ate some cheese, you know, so get
yeah. No, when I say everything in between, I'm talking about they've even checked my hormones, allergies.
Right.
This isn't some new upcoming thing. It's been doing it for about 10 years now.
Okay. That really might be what's happening with you. Get checked out, though, and and I actually would like to have some time with you just to talk privately. But, you know, just because I want to literally talk to you. Without putting you all on full blast on air. Because if you really are having out-of-body experiences and you're waking up running, you're waking up walking, you know, you're waking up with your heart pounding and feeling like something has been sitting on top of you trying to pull you out of your body, you know, that's what's happening. And it's not necessarily medical, but we just need to make sure that before, you know, we start going on talking about those things that, you know, they can't find a medical purpose or reason behind you feeling this way.
And the ambulances even came and picked me up before because of them because my body literally goes into shock and my blood pressure bottoms out. They're horrible. They're life-changing, and they cannot find anything. I mean, I'm healthy as a horse, as we say down south.
Yeah.
You know, I'm good.
Yeah. I believe that might be something that's happening. So yeah, get your regression and see what she has to say, and just let me know just for the heck of it. And also remember that, you know, when your mind is doing the racing, because it does look like your mind is doing the racing too, we've got to be able to figure out how to slow it down. And all of this stuff is related. All of this stuff is related. Related to the way that you handle stress. Related to the way that you release, because if your body is really trying to help your soul or your spirit, so to speak, take some walks so that you can see some things, you know, there's psychic things happening with you. There's some things that you're supposed to be doing that you may, because of your faith, not necessarily want to let go of because you've been told that it wasn't right. So there's so much stuff going on here with you that it's not enough to have this 5-minute conversation.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
My energy's everywhere. I know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's been so nice meeting you. Please add me to your Facebook, and I've got you added to my list, and, you know, we've got the candle burning tonight. We've got our white candles going for people for our last night of the full moon to make sure that, you know, we're looking for peace for Amy, everybody. Everybody just kind of, you know, reach up in the air and stretch if you need to, but just ask the spirits, ask the guides to give Amy some peace until she can get to her hypnotherapist so that person can see if they can see what's going on with her. But, Amy, you've just got to believe that in life you have a role and you got to get there somehow. There has to be an introduction, and if it's trying to wake you up, and it's all connected because you're connected to yourself, okay?
Okay, well, thank you for talking to me, and I'll definitely add you on my Facebook.
Okay, sweetheart. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to area code 510. Area code 510, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. How are you doing? This is Tasha.
I'm doing very, very good. What's your name again?
Tasha.
Oh, Tasha,
yes.
From the chat room. Okay. Tasha, my dear. Share with me your question.
I want to know, do you see me and this guy named Andy getting married, or do you still see the new guy still coming into the picture?
What's his name again?
Anthony.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Andy.
Okay.
Just Andy.
Andy. Okay. Hold on just a moment, sweetie. Let's see. Oh. If you're listening on air, our guest call-in number is 347-215-8421. We do have quite a few people in line, and we really are trying to get to everybody. So, but let's focus on our Lady Tasha. Let's see. I'm trying to keep it simple. And honestly, you know, I'm going to tell you, it does look like there is somebody else coming into your life. Let me talk to you about something real quickly. It looks like this is a return of someone.
Okay.
What our guides are saying is, in spite of bitter experiences, this person returns. And the conflict, my darling, looks like it's actually happening in like the end of September. I'm sorry, end of August, September time. So this actually looks like this is happening kind of soon. So, but I'm going to tell you, you could end up with Andy, and I'm just saying that to you because you're in a situation where it looks like, you know, you're winning him over. So that's, but the thing is, when somebody is, it comes into your life and they're big enough to make you go, you know, the double take, you know, something's up. All right.
So it doesn't look like, if I do go ahead and marry him, would the marriage work out?
Let me see what's happened here. If we do go on ahead and do this, hold on, it says things that progress quickly. All right, here we go. And we flip this and we make it happen. You will be, hold on. You got to be careful in regards to changing anything with him. And I'm just going to give you an example. I want to keep this very simple. If your job is at home, okay, and then you decide that you're going to go work out in a building somewhere where you're around other people, I mean, just flipping tradition in regards to Andy makes him uncomfortable, okay? So I'm not telling you that this won't work. I'm just saying that he does not respond well to change, okay?
Okay.
Just and you may need to, you know, guide him through it. Okay, I'm going to start working somewhere else, and there's going to be people there that breathe, and there's going to be men too, you know, because it's not that I think that he has a horrible jealousy problem. It's just that something different makes him feel, it does make him feel a little uncomfortable. And a lot of us are like that. So that's not, I don't want you to feel like he's being torn down for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, dear. It's been good talking to you, and let me know how you're doing. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have caller from 443 on hold. Caller 443, can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Anne Marie. My birthday is June the 20th, 1985.
Okay.
And my question is regarding about work. I'm currently a student and in a graduate program, and I'm trying to find my entry level job, and I'm having issues finding it, and I'm going through the interview process, and I'm being told that I have a face to face, and the day of the face to face, they cancel the interview. So I'm trying to figure out, is there something going on with my resume or
okay. What we're gonna do is I'm gonna do something a little differently. What I'm going to do is I'm going to see when you do get your face-to-face anywhere, okay? And then we're going to take it backwards to see what might be holding you back. Hold on just a moment, sweetheart. And remember, just relax, just breathe. That's what I do. I let our guides just kind of fill in your story, okay? All right. All right, now I have a question for you. Your face to face that you were supposed to have, what day was that? Was it Monday?
Actually, it was not Monday. It was on a Thursday in the beginning of June.
Okay. All right. So hold on just a moment because I need to make sure what this timeline means to you. So this is last month.
Right.
And so
I have another face-to-face coming up this Monday.
Oh, you have one coming up this next Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what the Monday means to you. But hold on just a second. I need to see what happened. Oh, your face-to-face was postponed or canceled because there is somebody who left the job. It could have even been the person who was supposed to be interviewing you. Were you supposed to be interviewed by a man?
I'm not quite sure. There was a man that was supposed to be, I was supposed to call that morning. When I got to the job interview site, they let them know I was there, and it was supposed to, I think I was supposed to talk to a woman, but I'm not sure, because they gave me their name, but I'm not sure if it was a man or a woman, because I didn't talk
okay.
to them completely.
Well, basically,
I was more firm.
Okay, right. And so basically, whoever you were supposed to talk with, it says a confusion was created because that person divorced the job. So the person left, and that's messing with you.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
I didn't see that one coming.
Who would see that one coming? I mean, you think that whoever's there doing the human resources stuff would be, you know, but you know what? Having worked in human resources myself, I realize that you're the least protected person there. So, you know, if you want to try it out again, go for it. But I'm going to tell you, I do see you getting a job, not next week, but the next. So, regardless, it looks like you're going to have a job in 2 weeks.
Okay, but is it dealing with the job that I have a face-to-face this Monday with?
Hold on, let me see about this Monday. This next Monday, your meeting, it says you're doing justice, a seeker of truth. And then... What, and I hate to ask you this, and it's just because the character that's representing what you'll be doing is so awkward. What will you be doing for your job?
Junior project manager.
Okay. Yeah, see, I wouldn't necessarily have been able to see that. I think you will have that job.
Okay.
Now, remember, you're going in, and it looks like it actually looks like you're going to be doing really well because you walk out of there going, yeah, and then it looks like you're hearing from somebody. It shows up as, like, the next day. So, like, the next day or the next, it looks like you're hearing from someone, and then it looks like you're supposed to go in and talk to somebody again because it says that you go back into a circle, and then when you go back through your circle, it looks like you actually receive your responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to do this.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, but and let me know. Let me know, too.
Okay.
Because I like to hear, you know, that we've seen things right, okay? And remember, it's Psychic Nunu on Facebook, or you know, we're also trying to do shows every week. So just let me know how you're doing, all right?
All right.
Okay, Anne-Marie. It's been nice talking to you, and you have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. We have about 25 minutes left, and we have quite a few people. I'm not telling you to hang up. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm going to have to limit our call, our questions to one question. And right now I'm picking up on 520-520. This is Nunu.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for waiting.
Yes, I love listening. My name is Lisa, and I was calling about work. And I recently sent out a letter to a company telling them I want to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I am contracted to do work. So I was wondering, and I've been in touch with many companies, but this one in particular I would really love going to work for.
Okay, let's see if we're just going to basically we want to see if you start working for this company, and we're kind of wanting to see what the story is. But if you bear with me, you know, just breathe and relax. I think everybody out there wants you to get this job, you know, but we still want to have your truth. So remember, just relax and just breathe, because the truth can be beautiful. It can be a beautiful thing. Okay, hold on. So we've got a little touch and go. Right now, she has thrown it out there that this is what she wants to do. And it's just about you hearing back from them. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to throw myself on the knife about a part of this. This is so, our guides are just basically, actually, are you one of those people that just really is down to the brass tacks of things yourself?
I try to.
Okay, because everything here is very simplified, and so my timing may not be as accurate as we want it to be, but it does actually look like you're hearing from someone. Right now you're being told that there is some delay, okay? And so what I'm seeing here is it does look like you may even end up, you know, throwing out your letter of interest a couple of more times just for the heck of it. And then it says that you're hearing from the place. Now the entity is showing up as the King of Coins. Okay, and then my timeline stops, and it says that you get to have a meeting of minds after they return to you. And when they return to you, it actually says that if you place your energy into this place, you'll win this place. So it's interesting because all we're waiting for is one person to talk to you, and when they actually do talk to you, you're in. I mean, of course, it's going to be more than that. But your guides are saying all you need is one person to speak with you. And when they speak with you, there you go. So it actually does look like this is going to happen for you. We just need to get somebody to talk to you first. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, dear. All right, Lisa. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, friends, we've got another caller that's been on hold for a bit. Please remember, I love talking to people, and I talk way too much. And we got to keep it to one question so that we can get to everyone. And the next caller we have is area code 215. This is Nunu.
Hi, Nunu. How you doing?
I'm very good, dear. Can I have your name real quick? I'm sorry.
My name is Serena. I'm from Philadelphia.
Right. Okay. All right.
And my question is, I got a ticket, and I was wondering if I should fight it in court because I feel like it was wrongdoing. The officer was very ignorant to me. He was cursing at me, and I was wrong for passing the car, but I think he just honors his badge and his uniform. Do you think I should fight it?
Let's see what your guides say. Hold on, sweetheart. Hold on. Bill says you should fight it. And Bill's usually always right. But I want to see what our guides say. And our guides are actually saying that you should bring the noise. It does look like you should fight it. It actually looks like you'll win it. Now, I want you to be real careful. Because I'm going to tell you this, I'm saying this to you because I want this to really work for you. On the 17th of this month, we're starting a Mercury retrograde. If you're not familiar, if the people out there that are listening are not necessarily familiar with what this is, Mercury retrograde happens several times a year, and it's a time where people, because Mercury is the planet that governs how we reason and how we communicate. It's going backwards, okay? But the thing is, we have a wind-up period, and then it takes off. The retrograde is happening between the 15th and the 8th of August, and it's all happening in the sign of Leo, and everybody in general is being told to not really make financial choices right now, don't really make anything that has to do with your security of home right now. Now, of course, if you want your personal astrology reading in regards to it, you know, we can do that at some other point. But the thing is, I want you to really think about this because it looks like you should do this. It looks like you can win this, but I think that you probably should start it, if at all possible, after August the 8th. I mean, are you able to wait till then, or do you have to go to court before that?
I just got my court papers yesterday. I picked them up. I still got to go to the courthouse and sign not guilty. And then I think it takes about a month or...
Okay. Okay.
Or I don't know how they do it.
Well, it looks like it's actually going to be approximately a little, like between 3 and 4 months before this whole thing is fixed. And it says that you will, it does look like you'll win it. So we're just going to, that's your answer. That's your answer. And so you, but think about it, because you're the one that has to fight it. And I know that sometimes legal things can keep us in a pit, you know, and, but you know you were right. And but you do have to defend your rights. You do have to.
Yeah, I passed a car, and I years ago you could pass cars there, but it's the way he approached me. He didn't say like, "Man, do you know why I'm pulling you over?" He just like, "Freaking this, I'm freaking that," and I'm like, I'm trying to explain myself because I don't want to freaking hear it. I'll go home and freaking think about what kind of freaking ticket I'll give you. And I'm like, keep it in my mind. And I was like, I wasn't scared at that point to even say something, because I'm thinking, if he's talking like this, you know. And I'm an older woman. I'm afraid, you know, he's going to yank me out of the car, or, you know, I was really scared, you know. And I just want the judge to know that, you know, you can't act like that as an officer, you know. And then a few days later, I seen him use the siren and his lights to go through a red light, and there was no reason why he did that. He just used it to get through the light. And, you know, that's not right, you know. It's making other officers look bad.
Well, yeah, I think that this, like I said, it definitely looks like this is something that needs to be handled. And you've also, and I'm going to just put it on you, I really do see that this is something that you have to do, because this is somebody that could, now I'm not going to say it, he will actually hurt somebody. And you are doing more than what you think you're doing by fighting that ticket.
Oh, that's what I was praying for, because, you know, when somebody's got a loose cannon like that, honestly, you know, I think somebody, I really, after a couple of days of thinking it, because I couldn't get it off my mind, I'm thinking, you know, what if he pulls a gun on somebody? Because, I mean, he had his hands by his side, and it was like he was having an itch, and I was like, you know, I didn't know what to say. I was so scared, you know. And
I understand.
You know?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna try to, you know, maybe I can save a soul out there, you know, for people like him that want to be, you know, trigger happy.
Yeah, and most definitely. Well, you know what? Let me know how you're doing. Remember, if you have Facebook, you can find us under Psychic Nunu. And we're also going to be on air once a week, maybe twice, right now once. But just, you know, let me know how you're doing, because this really is something that it looks like it matters in a larger scale. Okay?
Thank you. And by the way, your name is so cute, Nunu. I like that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'll definitely let you know, Nunu, and thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good one, okay?
You have a blessed day.
And be
maybe.
Safe.
Bye-bye.
Be safe. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, friends, once again, this is Nunu. I want everyone to remember, you know, in situations that Tarina was just talking about, you know, there's people out there who are supposed to be protecting us. And sometimes they're just plumb crazy, you know. But, you know, it's on in a more spiritual note, though. Sometimes it's easier for a man to destroy the light inside of himself than to defeat the darkness around him. And somebody who's supposed to be protecting us, you know, and to abuse his authority like that, it's just... You know, something has got to slow him down, and it probably does come out of fear in some sense, but there is no reason for him to be scared of her. Okay, we're going to take the caller at 727. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really, really nice. I'm doing really well. Thank you so much. Thank you for asking. Could I have your name?
Okay. Yeah, my name's Rosemary, and I understand that I may have a business opportunity and move out of state from Florida. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, how do you see that going, and kind of what time frame, if you can?
Okay, hold on just a moment, dear. Let's see. Remember, you just relax and just breathe.
Okay.
Are you Australian?
No, I'm actually English.
You're in English? Okay, because...
I know it sounds, it does sound similar. I, you know, I can't fault that. It's very similar.
Where, what town are you from, or what area, what county?
I'm actually originally from Devonshire. I'm from the heart of Devon, which
from
is
Devonshire.
You know, Devon and Cornwall is very, you know, it's actually very mystical, I think,
mm-hmm.
with lots of beaches and old castles.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. What? Hold on a second. What did you say?
Cornish
pasties.
Oh, Cornish. Oh, my God. I didn't even know anybody knew anything about that. That is something wonderful.
Well, I tell you, I love British food, and everybody else talks about how bad it is. I love it.
It depends on what you have. You know, it depends where you go and what you have. So, you know, like every place is, and, you know, let's face it, they have McDonald's over there, so what can I say?
Yay. I just love it. I even love those crumpets. I just love crumpets. Crumpets are off the chain.
Did you ever have Devonshire cream?
Have I had the cream? The Devonshire cream? Have I had it? No,
yeah.
I haven't had it. I haven't had it.
Oh,
but
no,
I
bought the tinned version here because it doesn't taste as good, but, you know, that's my home away from home, so to speak. And I like to do, now and again, I buy, you know, HP sauce I buy in the British store. But, you know, most of the time I buy American. I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, yeah. You know, your voice wanes in and out of American and British. And so I think that when Bill, because Bill is from Cheshire,
okay.
was listening to you, he was like, she sounds like she's Australian. And so...
I know. Well, no, I think the Londoners are more sounded like Australian because they say, watch ya, mate, which is what Australians say. And so it's very similar in some parts. Similar. And I have a mongrel accent now. It's like half American, half English.
Yeah, you do. Well, just real quickly, because, you know, I know you have a question, and other people are probably going, what are they doing? Okay, so what we're being told is to focus on the next 2.5 months. It actually does look like there's going to be some stuff happening for you. Sweetie, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to be jumping around in time a little bit, but we're advanced forward about 2.5 months, and it does definitely look like this is something that you can do. Then we've got a time period here where, and I want to ask you something, would you be doing the job before moving for a little while?
First of all, I don't plan on moving until next year at all.
Okay.
And, no, because it's just not doable or viable or anything. You know, I know you can't say never, but I'm self-employed, and it would be
right.
in relation to what I already do. It would
okay.
be some sort of a job offer.
Okay, so this is the deal. This is the deal because that does give a lot of – that makes a lot more sense because, honestly, I don't really see, like, house change and travel and all that kind of stuff until – and I'm approximating. It looks like it's around 16 months from now, okay? Then – but the thing is, in 2.5 months, you're being told that your efforts bring you rewards. And then a little while after that, you've got 3 solid months of financial gain. And then a little while after that, you also have another financial gain before you actually make your move. Or there's just like a monetary gain before you make your move. So it actually does look like this is something that's going to happen and can happen. So, I mean, you have all these positive answers. The only thing that was kind of, tossing me in a different direction is that it looks like you've got success before you make the move. And your question almost sounded like you were asking if you were going to move and then have your success. So it's probably just the way I'm hearing you, though. But it does look like you've got...
Well, it would involve a plane journey in August up west. And that's maybe the 2 months thing you're looking at. Because we're July, August, maybe end of August. That would encompass a 2 month thing. And if you see me flying out in sort of August to view this, then that probably would fit.
Okay. But yeah, it's going to work. It's totally going to happen. I needed to go out a little bit further real quickly. Like I was telling you, you've got all these random places where it looks like you've got some positive financial gain. And if you've been listening to me talk to other people, and I've been talking to people about their life cycles, coming up, your next life cycle, which starts next summer, is actually called security of home. So, this is something that I have probably only been able to tell people maybe five times since I've been reading, and I've been reading for a long time. This is a place in your life where you're actually going to be that person that if somebody said, can I borrow $1,000? You'd be able to let them have the $1,000. You know what I mean? It's just your financial situation.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's actually looking really, really good. So.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that very much.
All right, Rosemary, and I can't wait to talk to you again, and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying the show. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, we have about 7 minutes left, so I've got caller at 602. Hi, this is Nunu. Hello, this is Nunu. I'm talking to caller 602. Weird. I think I've got to refresh. Ah. Hold on just a minute, friends. I had to refresh my screen. Okay, now. We're going to try this again. Caller at 602, can you hear me now?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. I'll be quick. I know maybe you can get another call in. I don't know. I was just wondering what you see for me in relationships. Coming up with this Mercury retrograde, is it going to do anything or bring anybody back from the past?
Hold on, let's look and see. Could I have your name, too?
Sure, it's Diana. I'm sorry.
Diana? That's okay, sweetie. That's all right. That's all right. I normally have a nice greeting that just automatically flies out of my mouth. But just with that experience, it knocks you off. Knocks you off. Hold on just a moment, sweetie. Let's see what's going on in the retrograde for you. Okay, let's see. Okay, this is what your guides are saying, and I'm just gonna tell you what your guides are saying. It says it basically is telling you that it does look like there are some issues going on with someone from your past with another person. Are you aware of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says what's going on between the two of them is actually called a pushing away. And on the other side of this individual, it actually does look like there will be contact with you. But this is the twist, though. This is the issue. It looks like you're being given an opportunity at this point when we do have the contact to rekindle the friendship. What I'm concerned about for you, Diana, is I don't want you to feel like you have got to bend over backwards because it does look like that's the kind of person that you are. So I'm not telling you that romance is out of the question, but when I flip the cards that start going negative in the other direction to actually see how we could make this click, you know what I mean? It's basically saying that you've got to not allow yourself to be bending over backwards. You've got to keep control of this and allow yourself to still be to be treated like the object of affection and not be the person that's doing everything all by yourself. Because it really does look like there's a chance. But remember, it does look like this guy is jumping from one person back to you. And this is something that could end up being a little bit funky. you know, but we're just going to have to, you know, just you know, kind of nurture this along the way, okay? But, yeah, there does look like there's a return. And if when I'm looking at a time frame, have you guys already spoken by chance, like maybe over the past, week? Have you? Okay. The last time you spoke, was it maybe 6 or 7 months ago then?
About four or five months ago.
Four or five months ago. Okay. Because when I go backwards, it does look like there was a peeking in of things, but I just wanted to make sure my timing was right for that. So, because my timing is a little bit funky here, what I think, I'm going to just tell you that, because I, you know, just for the sake of time, I want to see what happens in the next 4 weeks, okay? Because I do think it'll happen. I was thinking it would be 2 weeks, but because my timing when I was going backwards was a little bit off, I'll see what happens in the next four, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Well,
okay.
And if it's this guy, I don't think, I'm not sure I want him back. I was just wondering if he would come back.
Well, it does look like he will come back, but I'm going to tell you, I would be real cautious because sometimes we get back into the same old mode of things, and it can...
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
No, I don't think I want him back. I just wondered if he would show up.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Everybody, we really only have about 90 seconds left. We will be back on online over the next week, okay? For the other people in line, I am so sorry, but please, be checking on us, be looking for us. You can add Psychic Nunu to your Facebook if you wanted to, you know, talk with me there and get a real full live reading. Other than that, remember, just we'll be around. We keep your white candles burning for the rest of this full moon, for all the people that we've spoken to, and even for everyone else out there that we haven't been able to talk to that still has big dreams. Remember, we're here for you. We're here to manifest and to make things happen. You did not stumble upon this radio show for no reason. We're going to make things happen. Just because we didn't get to talk today does not mean we'll never get to talk. This is Psychic Nunu and Bill over here on the side. Love you very much. And remember, it's all about you.
The morning light.